I listen to 160 meters, and it's not very busy. Usually when I switch antennas and tune to 160 meter, there's two or three stations that I can listen to that's lower sideband. And there's several other bands now that we have access to that I don't have capability of receiving. I'm a Kenwood man when it comes to my HF equipment. And on one shelf here, I got my original, my first HF radio I bought, which was a 530 Kenwood. And then a couple of years ago, I bought a 940 Kenwood. It's all solid state. The 530 was a hybrid radio. It had solid state front end and output tubes for the finals. And it didn't have an electronic tuner, so you had to tune it with an antenna tuner by hand. So it was a little more complicated and took a little bit more time, but I'm a knob turner. And I'd like to get a radio that had the digital screen on the front of it, and you could see who's up and down and which way to go. But the radio I'm using now was $5,000 when it was made, and I bought it for $1,000 and it works fine. And every day I'm on it for a couple of hours, and it don't smoke when I turn it on. So my cat sit on it when I got a QSO going, and it that's what I'm using. But the bands you were talking about below 160 meter, I don't have access to. I know they're out there and they're not very big. And I don't know if it's all digital or if people are using voice. But I want a QSO, I want a conversation. I don't usually like to do the digital thing, although in the past I did. An 8TVE.